Hi, friends and listeners. Welcome to the show. You're listening to What's Wellness Podcast, and I'm your host, Alia from Alia Yoga. All of the episodes for this podcast pertain in various ways to your well-being and relationships with yourself, with one another, and with the planet. I talk about individual and universal principles of wellness. I share wellness journeys, stories, and practices that connect with physical, mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual well-being. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm a yoga teacher, a spin instructor, a former world-ranked professional tandem surfer, and I love infusing yoga philosophy, breath awareness techniques, mindfulness, and an understanding of how different practices intertwine with your wellness experience. From meditation to physical movement, how you fuel your body, and also how you rest and recover. These are principles that all tie into the whole and relate to your well-being. Thank you for being here today. I normally get started with warm words of the week by reading a review from the iTunes podcast app. However, unfortunately, there are no new reviews to be read on air today, so I have some wise words of the week for you instead. This is an inspirational quote that resonates with me, and I think it may bring some inspiration for you as well. Today's wise words of the week come from Young Pueblo. They asked her, "What is self-awareness?" She answered, "It is turning your attention inward to observe the movement of your feelings and thoughts. Self-awareness helps you see when your past is trying to impose itself on your present by noticing your patterns, projections, triggers, and reactions. It is honesty combined with inner presence." This quote really resonates with me because it is so common these days to be bombarded by external stimulation with so much going on in the world, and it's so easy to get distracted by what's going on out there. However, self-awareness and inward reflection is such an important aspect of mental and emotional health and well-being, and focusing on what's going on inside, in here. I think Young Pueblo beautifully and poetically describes what self-awareness looks like. Well, today I have Ron from Golden Trail Coaching on the show, and Ron is an innovative pioneer in mindfulness for businesses and entrepreneurs. I'm going to pause for a moment so that you can hear this short message, and we'll be right back without further ado with this interview with Ron. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for sticking around. You're listening to What's Wellness, and I'm so excited to have Ron on the phone today for an interview. He is a coach, a mentor, and a speaker, and he has a practice that's evolved over time. I'd like to hand it right over to Ron to introduce himself and share about who you are, how you've got to where you are today, and what it is that you offer your clients. So welcome, Ron.
Thank you. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. What I do today is I work with people, with business owners, with professionals, with leaders. And the thing I really focus on in my coaching practice is stress. Even before this current situation we're all dealing with, business was at a pretty frantic pace, whether you were a business owner or just working in a career job as a leader, a professional, an attorney, whatever the case might be. The stress level's high. You know, we really as a society push ourselves. We want to excel. We want to thrive, really provide good value for our customers. So the stress level's high. Now, with this current situation we're dealing with, it's even higher. So my practice is first and foremost around helping people back off stress in their life. Once you back that stress off, it's really going to enable you to make good decisions.
That is so important, and stress is such an indicator of our wellness today, and high levels of stress really have a detriment to our health and well-being. So what is it that you offer to your coaching clients that helps to decrease their stress levels?
One of the things I do, I have a series of programs. My practice has evolved over time. If I can just share how I got to this point, and this is kind of a long way to answer your question. Back during the last recession, I was, as a consultant, I was working with small businesses and I was working with professionals. And essentially, these were businesses that were in trouble. You know, these were good people. They had their heart and soul into the business. And we were going in to help them turn that business around. Mm-hmm. Very quickly in working with these businesses, I found that there was a pattern. The higher the stress that the business owners and the team, these were small businesses, had, the worse their situation was.
So absolutely.
I shifted my focus as opposed to just doing consulting to help them reduce the stress first. And in cases where we were successful, the turnaround was amazing. Because see, these people had everything in this business. They had their life. They had their retirement. Some of them took second mortgages on their home. This was it. So the stress was high, but we were successful in many, many cases in turning the stress around. And it was pretty exciting to see how fast the business could turn around. It's easy to fix the problems once you have clarity and you have focus. But it was kind of funny because I didn't realize that what I was doing for my clients a few years later, I would need. As that recession went on, my wife lost her job. Being a two-income household, it wasn't long before our bills were upside down. We couldn't make our mortgage payment. And over a period of about 18 months to 2 years, we pretty much not only lost our home, but we also lost most of our savings in retirement. But there was a light at the end of the tunnel. I had a client who I had worked for about a year before call me and say, "Hey, could you come help me run my business?" He was real happy with the results that we did. In fact, he told me once I got there, and I didn't know this until I did get there. I accepted the position, by the way, that he applied some of the techniques that I had helped him with, and they were able to increase their profit, not just their sales. They were able to increase their profit by $1 million over 12 months. And this was only about a $4 million company. So that was quite significant. So obviously that's why he wanted me to come and work for him.
So we
had the light at the end of the tunnel. We were thrilled. We picked up, we moved everything and ready to start over. The only thing was I had no idea about the volatility of the gas and oil business. I was with the company about, and this was a small inspection company doing oil field inspections. I was with the company about 5 months. Gas and oil prices literally took a nosedive.
Oh, wow.
The owner had about 100 employees. He had to let everyone go with the exception of 5 people. Unfortunately, I was one of the people I let go. And I got to tell you, I'll never forget that drive home to tell my wife, who was still unemployed at the time, at this point for about 2.5 years, that I'd lost my job. Mm-hmm. I mean, the feeling in my stomach, it was, truthfully, it was beyond tears. It really was. We were in shock. We spoke maybe 3 or 4 times the next couple of days. We did everything by the book. We followed the rules. We did everything traditionally you were supposed to do. Yet we had $1,000 in the bank. We had a car that needed a transmission, and we had 2 weeks left on our rent lease because we couldn't afford to pay next month's rent. So we were going to be homeless in about 2 weeks.
And you had just uprooted your lives, it sounds like.
Everything a few months earlier. So we had very few friends in the area. We had no one to reach out to. After the shock wore off, all of a sudden it was like a light bulb went off. And I needed the very thing that I was teaching these business owners just a few years earlier. I needed to back my own stress off. And I'll be honest with you, it wasn't easy to do. I wouldn't give up because that was the only option I had. I couldn't even think straight. But being diligent, I used those techniques on myself, and I reached out to another client who I had worked with, and he offered me a job. So I had traction. And I realized from that point forward how important distress reduction was. It wasn't just a part of the services I offered. I realized it was the key part. And, wow. and what I've done now over the last several years with the advancement of neuroscience, I've taken some of the applications from neuroscience. And don't get me wrong, I'm not into all that brainiac stuff. I still don't understand all the words. Just give me the stuff that works.
Yeah. And, agreed. Right there.
Yeah. And so I've begun using that into my coaching practice and also applying some very simple but evidence-based principles from metaphysics and quantum physics. It's kind of nice when science begins to back up some of these things that can make a big difference in our life.
Absolutely. And it sounds like it not only has proven to work for other people, but it has worked for you in very stressful times in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Absolutely. In fact, what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, there's I call it my go-to exercise that I use with all of my clients. And I'd really like to share it with your audience, if that's all right.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Let me give you just a little bit of background of why this is important and what's going on in the brain.
Okay,
and then I'll share it. I call this my 60-second stress buster exercise. When we're in stress, you know, the stress basically is our hardwire defense mechanism. It's meant to protect us. But that hardwiring comes from caveman days, when there literally was danger behind every rock and in every bush. They could, you know, be attacked, they could be eaten. And so the brain goes into this fight, flight, or freeze mode to protect us, okay? Most of us now don't deal with the physical danger, the real physical stress.
Right.
But the brain doesn't differentiate between mental and emotional stress or physical stress. So when we're worried about paying a bill, you know, when we're worried about a child, when we're worried about not getting a promotion, it doesn't matter what that worry is. Our brain immediately kicks into that fight, flight, or freeze syndrome. And when we do that, our decision-making ability really goes down the tubes. In fact, research shows that when we're in that mode of high stress, our brain pretty much focuses on our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities. That's yeah. not the place we want to be making decisions from.
So absolutely.
The technique that I use is, and by the way, this technique has been taught over the last few years to law enforcement agencies and military elite units, literally around the world. When they're going in to an intense situation where lives are on the line, they use this technique to go in to be clear, to be focused so they can make those snap decisions.
Oh, I'm fascinated by this.
I'm going to explain the exercise, and then I literally will take everyone through it. It's a simple breathing exercise. What we do is we're going to inhale through the nose to a four count. The key to success for this exercise, visualize that air coming through your nostrils and going down into your lungs to a four count. Hold that breath in your lungs to a four count, and then see that air coming out, exhaling through your nose to a four count, and then hold that in front of you. See it dissipate in front of you to a four count. That's just about 16 seconds, and we're going to do this exercise four times. So to get started, I'd like everyone just to take a deep breath and let it out. And without trying to do anything, be aware of your thoughts. How fast are your thoughts moving? What are you thinking about? You're thinking about this guy's crazy. This is never going to work. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're thinking about is perfectly fine. Then be aware. Scan your body real quick just to see where you might be holding tension. And everyone holds tension in a different place, maybe in your forehead, the back of your neck or shoulders, your chest, your abdomen. But again, don't do anything. Just scan your body and be aware of wherever there might be some tension. Okay, ready? Okay, ready. Let's start. Now, let's breathe into a four count through the nostrils, watching that air come in. Breathe in, two, three, four. Hold it in, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold it out, two, three, four. Inhale, three, four. Hold it, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold it out, two, three, four. Inhale, hold it in. Exhale, hold it out. One more time. Inhale, three, four. Hold it, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold it out, two, three, four. That was just about a minute. Where are your thoughts now?
My body feels calm. My mind feels more focused and less scattered. And I noticed I did the first two breaths with my eyes open and the second two breaths with my eyes closed. And I felt the same kind of peace and calm, eyes open or closed, because I thought, you know, sometimes I get the most stress when I'm driving in traffic and I don't obviously want to close my eyes, but could still do this technique.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you had that little insight there, because you can do it eyes open or eyes closed. If you're at a long stoplight in traffic, it's a great opportunity to do it. And I'm also glad that you were able to feel a difference in your body. It's just really important to be able to do that. And this is, it's interesting, because there are many successful people that use this as a, shall we say, a doorway to get into your intuition, because that's the next step. Once you get clear and focused, you have access to your intuitive intelligence. And when you combine your ability to use your intuitive intelligence with available data on any problem, whether it's personal, whether it's business, career, research shows that your success rate is 87% of coming up with a successful answer. But if you're stressed, you're not going to get there. And it's interesting too, because there's very prominent people who actually have come out and publicly acknowledged that this is the type of process they've used to help build their careers. And we're talking about people like Elon Musk. We're talking about Oprah, Ray Dalio, Richard Branson. The list goes on and on and on. And they acknowledge their ability to reduce their stress, tap their intuitive intelligence to help them make decisions. In fact, I believe it was Steve Jobs said at one point that he looked at very little data once he got into this process, because he was able to develop and trust his intuitive answers to that degree. And obviously, yeah, it made a difference in his life.
No kidding. Yeah, that's wonderful information. Thank you for guiding us through that process.
You're more than welcome. And this is just one of several very simple techniques. For the most part, they're breathing techniques, but there's some that are similar, but they all affect the brain in the same way. They slow down the thought process. They relax the body. In that quiet, we all have that still small voice. And it doesn't matter what background you come from. You know, we all have some kind of creative intelligence that put us here. Okay. Whether you call it God or you call it Buddha, universe, divine intelligence, or as affectionately was popularized in the movies, you can call it the force. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's that infinite pool of knowledge that we all have available to us. And it can make our life so easy and really help us not only achieve our goals, but achieve our dreams.
So powerful.
This is one of the things, this essentially is an entry point that I use with all my clients. It doesn't matter whether you're an attorney, whether you're a business owner, if you want to expand your business, once we follow these protocols, and we use this with establishing good mindset, good habits, healthy habits. One of the things I recommend everybody with this particular exercise, put it in your morning routine. And by the way, if you don't have a morning routine, I would highly suggest you start one. And it's simple. I use this as a part of my morning routine, a few years back when I started doing this. And I started breathing for just about 5 minutes in the morning.
Love it.
And I did that for the first week. The next week, I did it 10 minutes. I got all the way up to 30 minutes.
Wow.
Now, just a little warning, caution. If you're going to do this for longer than just a few minutes, your mind will drift. It doesn't matter how long you've been meditating or doing this type of inner work. Your mind's going to drift. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Bring yourself gently back to the breathing and just keep going. It's one of the most important things we need to do is be gentle with ourselves, and we really need to find a way to love ourselves. And this is one way of doing it.
So true. So powerful. I love that because a lot of the listeners who tune into this podcast are yoga practitioners. And in yoga, we do a lot of breathing exercises and meditation. And it's a great way to bridge the gap between what you do as a meditation or as a yoga practice with how you can add these types of practices or skills into your creativity, into your career, into your everyday life to help manage stress. And especially in a time like this where a lot of people are feeling in limbo or in transition or uncertainty about what's going on and what's next.
Absolutely. And I'm a big fan of knowledge that I can use. If I'm learning something, I don't want to learn it and have to put it on a shelf. I want to be able to apply it in my day-to-day activities. And this is one of those tools that you can do. In fact, a lot of my clients, I suggest to them that depending on their schedule and their work routine, that they use this 60-second breathing technique every 2 hours, every hour, every 2 hours, and do it all throughout the day. And many of them report back that after they've done this and they've got their body used to the response and their body, it has this reflex where as soon as you start the breathing, it relaxes. They're telling me that they don't have that afternoon slump. And in many cases, when they're going home at the end of the workday, at least when that was an option, if you're still working, when they were going home at the end of the workday, they had just as much energy as when they went into work in the morning. So they were focused, ready to go for their family life, their personal life, or whatever they had to do.
Oh, that's such a great testimony.
And I'm passionate about what I do. And when I hear that kind of feedback, it literally warms my heart because my goal, my passion is to make the world a better place, but we have to get rid of stress. Once we get that stress under control and we're able to tune into our intuitive intelligence and let it guide us, you know, it's kind of funny. It's almost like you're teaching yourself to stop thinking. Mm-hmm. When we think most of the time, we're either thinking about the past, which we can't change, or we're thinking about the future. And most of the time we're fearing the future. You know, so we're in places where we have no power. All of our power is in the present moment. Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. There was never a better book written, in my opinion, because this is where we have our power. Getting rid of stress, getting focused in the present moment helps us make those decisions that can absolutely change the course of our life.
Absolutely. I love that. I have your bio pulled up here, what you sent me, and there's a couple of things that really stand out to me. You talk about tapping into the secrets of the universe and infinite possibilities, that you teach people how you can intentionally create your reality. And we're all such powerful beings. So you help people get a glimpse into their true nature and find happiness and fulfillment. And it sounds like you've had a lot of success, not only for yourself, but for your clients. What do you do as a coach for business people or corporations? Do you have a technique that you use for everybody, including the breathing exercises, or do you create something different for each type of business or person that you work with?
I have an infinite possibilities framework. In fact, my coaching certification is in infinite possibilities, the art of creating your dream. The framework allows quite a bit of flexibility because I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all program. The framework is flexible because whatever your problem may be, the next person is going to be different. And they could say, yeah, you know, I'm looking for fulfillment. I'm looking for work-life balance. But that looks different for everybody.
So true.
So what we do is we take this and we develop some very basic techniques. And I'll share a few of them with you. And I made a comment just a few minutes ago how we spend our time in the past or future. If we're worrying about the future, we have to understand we live in a plane of manifestation. Where our attention goes, our energy flows. Okay. Mm-hmm. If we're worried about the future, if we're worried about what's coming, we're putting energy into that. If we put intense emotion in there, and that's the key, the emotion is the catalyst for manifesting what we want or maybe what we don't want. We're going to bring it around that much quicker. I'm not a Bible expert, but in the Old Testament, there's one phrase that says in the book of Job, he talks about the thing that I have feared is now upon me. By the same token, in Matthew 24, they talk about believe that you have already received and it'll be yours. To break it down in very simple day-to-day terms, focus on what you want. Put yourself into that vision emotionally. And I suggest people not only meditate for the stillness and the calm, but visualize. See your ideal, if it's a home, if it's a job, see yourself in that ideal job. What does it look like? You have flexibility with your hours. You have inspiring work that you're passionate about, where you're really helping people. You know, the pay's good, the flexibility's good, the hours are good. You have time and all the other attributes and benefits you're looking for. Feel that. What does that feel like right now? If someone hands you that right now, what does it feel like? Now live in that feeling. And when you live in that feeling, you're sending that energy in there and you will begin to create that. These are some of the very techniques that Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches in becoming superhuman.
And breaking the habit of being
absolutely
yourself.
Absolutely. And he has scientifically validated this process that it does work.
Fantastic. And, you're speaking my language.
Well, and when I work with people, I break it down into little bite-sized pieces. We're not going to create the moon overnight, but we will create a few stars on our way to the moon.
I love that. So tell me about how people can reach you and who you work with day to day and what type of clients you imagine finding you through your outreach and in conversations like this.
Right now, I'm working with a variety of clients. I'm working with a health coach in Toronto. I'm working with a coach in Boston, and she basically is a spirituality coach. I'm working with a brass and bronze foundry. I'm working with a trucking company. I'm working with an attorney. It doesn't matter what business, what career you're in. There's only three things that all these components have in common. And that's, you know, sales, operations, and getting paid. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can apply that to your career. Truthfully, you can apply it to your life. And those are the three things we focus on. What we're looking to do is get those aligned. So people that are frustrated, people that are in fear right now. In fact, I get a lot of inquiries because people are stressed. They don't know once they get back to their business, what they're going to do. The rules have changed. We're moving in, as everyone knows, to a new expert economy. The old traditional economy is gone. It's not coming back. I'm encouraging people to start planning now. How's your business going to change? Mm-hmm. What's going to be different? And at the same time, when you go back to your job, how's your career path look now? Or are you even going to have a job to go back to? Start planning now. And to start that plan, get rid of the stress. There's a lot of good practices out there. There's a lot of meditative practices, good breathing exercises. Mind isn't the only one out there. There's a lot of people out there, but this is how I work. Let's get rid of stress. Then we can work on reevaluating your goals, your vision, and your values. If you're moving forward with your career and business based on these three areas, you're likely to be successful. But then let's see where you are and what do you really want? What's in your heart? What's your passion? Yeah. What are you trying to do for your clients? Let's identify that. And then let's put together a plan, a simple step-by-step short-term or long-term plan to get you there over the next 3, 6, or 12 months. So it's a process that has been very successful. But people right now, truthfully, they're in stress. They're worried. There's a lot of indecision. And it goes back to what we originally said, that when you're in stress, the brain does not have the capacity to make good long and short-term decisions because it's in survival mode. And we got to get everyone out of survival mode so we can start moving this economy, their businesses, careers, and lives forward again.
Absolutely. And I understand it can be difficult for people when they're in that amount of stress and feeling all this pressure and feeling indecisive. How is it possible to have clarity unless you clear out some of that clutter and some of that stress in order to have a clear vision of what's next or what you want to
create? It
is,
but let me give you a clue where you could start, if I may. Mm-hmm. Limit your news and social media intake to no more than 30 minutes a day, and preferably once a day. And the reason's obvious. If you're constantly being bombarded by statistics, unsubstantiated statistics and information and things that are honestly quite fearful, if you listen to them all the time, they beat you down.
Definitely.
You don't have a way to get out of it. Truthfully, if you limit it to a half hour in one segment of the day, in that half hour, you will find out everything you need to know, everything that's important, everything that's changed. I've honestly stopped watching the news on a regular basis in the 90s. When 9/11 happened, I found out in a very short amount of time, if there's something really important that's impactful, you'll find out. Have that trust. You'll be taken care of. But mm-hmm. you have to just let that go. I'm working with this one client, and this just happened a couple of days ago, which is why I'm sharing it. And the secretary always has this talk show news on in the background while she's doing her work. And she goes, you know, I'm just so stressed. And I looked at her and smiled. I said, could you do me a favor? Turn your radio off for the rest of the afternoon. She did.
Yeah.
I went into her at the end of the day before I left there. And I said, how are you feeling? She goes, you know, about 15, 20 minutes after I did that, I could feel myself relax. So our body adapts to stress to the point where we don't even realize it anymore. Limit your news and social media intake. And guys, you can't surf Facebook because you're going to come across these posts. They're going to start feeding that negative nerve in your brain. And that's what you want to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a starting point I recommend to everyone. That'll give your body a chance to get into peace, help your brain and mind reset, especially if you're able to do this stress exercise that I just shared with you.
Yeah. And I love that suggestion. I've also recommended to people, if social media is causing negativity, to unfollow or unsubscribe anything that's bringing up more fear or more stress. And to, when you do spend that half hour throughout your day or once a day on social media, to find inspiration, to find things that are going to motivate you to make a conscious decision towards downregulating your nervous system and coming out of fight or flight and into your rest and digest, letting your parasympathetic nervous system take over, even while you're scrolling through social media, which sounds like an oxymoron. But if you can fill up with positivity and inspiration, at least make it something worth your while.
Those were awesome words you just spoke.
Thank you. So I'm curious a little bit more about your wellness routine. What are some of the things that you do, Ron, to stay well, to stay balanced, in addition to your techniques for stress reduction, your breathing and meditation?
One of the things that I do, and I really have developed this, and it's always evolving, but I mentioned it a little earlier about routines. I do have a morning routine. when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do, I go into the kitchen, squeeze half a lemon in water and drink it down. Go into the bathroom, and actually the bathroom, since I have it all to myself, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, by the way. I have it all to myself. So there is actually where I do my breathing technique. I'll do a 5 minute meditation, and then I'll jump in the shower. From there, what I do is I do something to mentally focus. I have affirmations that I say. Back up a step. Before I do the affirmations, I actually connect with my stillness. That's real important to me. I could connect with that divinity within me, and whatever you know your audience connects with, it doesn't matter. Connect with that power within your heart. And when you feel that stillness, what I do is I share it to the world. I share it in my neighborhood, my town, the metroplex, the state, North America, and I cover the world with light. I send it to every sentient being and to Mother Earth herself. We're all connected. We're not, even though we appear to be separate in these bodies, we're all connected. That's how I start my day. Yeah. And then I go into my affirmations. There are certain affirmations, and I end it with intentions. How do I want my day? My general intention is I want to be present, happy, and make someone's day every time I meet someone. My evening routine isn't quite as long, but at the end of the day, I write down 10 things I'm grateful for. I'll go through, and typically what I do is I have various meditations that I go to sleep with. So I'm having that relaxation and that positive energy going into my brain as I'm falling asleep. The other thing I do physically is I'll work out 3 to 4 times a week, and thank heavens that the gyms are opening here in Texas starting Monday. So I'm looking forward to that. And truthfully, I do a lot better at the gym than I do at home on the exercise end. I'm looking forward to that 3 or 4 times a week, but it's not crazy intense. You know, I'll work out, I work with weights, I'll do some cardio, and it's about half hour, 45 minutes, but I push. I work up a good sweat. You want that oxygen in your body. You want that perspiration. Get your heart rate up, get the lungs and the oxygen. I'm also pretty fanatical about what I eat. I eat grass-fed whenever I can, organic after that. And if I have to go and eat just regular food, I'm extremely picky. To this day, I still read labels, kind of fanatical about that. But it's part of my routine. I know what I put in my body is going to be reflected in how my body performs. And being a high-performance coach, I need to be an example for what I'm trying to teach.
So true. So well said. Thank you. Amazing information. It's so powerful to hear about other people's routines and what you do to stay balanced and stay well, and to be so mindful about how you exercise, how you eat, and how you think, the intentions that you set for yourself, and also the love, the light that you share with your family and community, your town, the country, and the world. It's really powerful, and it makes a difference. And you're right, we're all connected, even though we're in our individual bodies. So what you're doing is definitely making a difference. And by sharing it, I think there are definitely people who are listening who will benefit from these techniques and suggestions. So
you know,
thank
what
you.
Thank you for having me here. And I'd really like to share a gift with everyone who would like it. I do have a free video of this exercise that we went through today, and you can get it at, and by the way, this is going to be the easiest website link you'll ever have. It's goldentrailcoaching.com/gift. And it's the 60-second exercise. It gives you a brief introduction. There's talk a few minutes after it. But everyone's welcome to it. You know, there's no obligation. That's goldentrailcoaching.com/gift.
Thank you. I will also link that in the show notes so people have a real easy place to just find and click to that free gift. Thank you for that. And how else can people reach you? Email and anything else that you have that people can connect with
you? Has any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. I know that's not commonly done, but my email is ron@goldentrailcoaching.com. You know, we're in a very unusual time that no one has ever seen before. And I'm willing to answer your questions. There's no obligation. If I could be of service to you, I'd be glad to do that. We're all here to serve. Once we realize that and find our gift and are able to share it with one another, we're going to see a tremendous positive change on our planet.
So fantastic. Thank you. So great information. I learned a lot. Listeners, I hope you benefited and resonated with some of this information from Ron. To resonate with information is almost like remembering something that in your soul you already knew. So I think that that's beautiful. And I have one last question for you. And then if there's anything in addition that you'd like to share, my last question is, what's one thing that you're grateful for today?
I'm grateful for you and your audience that I've been able to share some of what I have to offer to the world.
Thank you, Ron. Anything else you'd like to offer for those who are
just
listening?
Thank you for being there. The only other thing I could say is, hey, we're going to get through this and we're going to be so much better off for it. Just hold the light, work with your stillness, and we'll make some changes that this planet has never seen before.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on What's Wellness today. The information about Ron will be linked in the show notes, and it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you. I've learned a lot.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Well, I learned a ton from that conversation and really felt the power of the breathing technique to de-stress. I've done 4-count breath or box breathing techniques before, but never with the visualization component, and really enjoyed that aspect of the practice. Linked in the show notes are Ron's email address and the link to his website, so you can get in touch if you have any questions for him. And if you have any questions, comments, feedback, requests, concerns, or if you need support in any way, please get in touch with me. My email is alia@aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. If something stood out to you from today's episode, please do me a huge favor and take a screenshot. Share it on your social media, tag @whatswellnesspodcast and @aliayoga, both on Instagram, and I'll be sure to reshare. If I can ask another huge favor, please subscribe to this podcast, download the episodes, and share it with your family and friends. Help to spread the word about What's Wellness and leave a review in the iTunes podcast store. I'll donate money on your behalf to the Rob Machado Foundation for all reviews and star ratings. I'll bring back the warm words of the week and read your review on the show as well. If you enjoy online yoga classes and home workouts as well as guided meditations, find Alia Yoga on YouTube. And for more about what I offer, go to aliayoga.com. One thing I'm grateful for is the ever-evolving practice of going inward to reflect on what I need, to feel supported, to continue to live and serve in ways that positively impact the world and community around me. I hope that this podcast is providing some insight and inspiration, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share with you like this. Thank you once again for tuning in to What's Wellness today. I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new episode for you. Until next time, be well.